Oh, the ones that I have bamboo rings. I left it at home. I left it at, it goes to another school. You're gonna bring one of those canning machines, and every time you're done sipping, you're just gonna like seal the can super loud at your desk. Reasonable. Silicon is a rock. Just get a soft glass as the sealer. It's already liquid. A cork. Every day at the beginning of the workday. Every day at the beginning of the work. What is cork? Wait, hold on. What is cork if not the rubber of trees? That sounds like propaganda. I haven't seen it. Rubber comes from Dr. Goodyear and the Michelin guy. He just throws them. He's an eldritch entity. He's a renewable product. He's the perpetual motion machine of rubber. You're not a fan of him? Well, hold on. What's wrong with the office sponge? What's wrong with the office sponge? You're just not a fan of him? Is he too abrasive? No. Oh, what? So what was the revision? Was like the chain was too small or something? No, we're letting it slip. I felt like the late Ozzy Osbourne, who was injected with serum at his bio company and became evil. George, I know, you know what? No, I know why George felt like. Wait. Let me get the. Hold on. George, when it was vetoed. No, why did it copy, not the GIF? Yeah, okay. You know how much I've sacrificed. Forgot to return it. No, it's gonna be like the SpongeBob episode that was a parody of the Tall Tale Heart. Bailey's just gonna hear like the rustling of the suit in her head for like extended periods of time, and she'd be like, it's in the closet. I put it in the guilt will eat her because she'll see you super sad without the suit, and she'll point, it's in there, it's go and get it. I didn't see the Edgar Allan Poe movie. I just saw the SpongeBob episode. It's a shame he never got to work with Tarantino. But it exists. They made an episode that is the Tall Tale Heart. The boots episode where Mr. Krabs gets annoyed by the fishing boots and then he puts them under the floorboards and then he just hears the squeaking and the guilt eats him and he shows SpongeBob where he put the boots. Yeah, the Tall Tale Heart. The sequel I heard was not good, so I didn't even bother with the first one. I might. You never know when you're going to need a tan suit. Yeah. What if it was actually him and he's just like, why is no one fucking replying to the? I'll just get someone else to do it. And he just went to like the next person in the book. If one more thing, if I was a fisher and I had like a contact list, I would figure out who works with who and I would guilt trip George. I would have someone walk up to him at lunch and be like, did you not text David back? Like, I would go until someone guilt tripped, and then George would double. No, that was fishing. The people who were texting you were fishing. Unless he talked to you in person, like, just make George second guess everything that happened. But anyways, that's why I'm not a fisher.
If you're skilled enough.
I'll do the D8. Oh, losing my mind. Six on the D8. 48. Oh, are we all rolling in? I thought he said wheeze. We'll have to roll initiative, but oh. That's Louise. I thought it was in Japanese. Don't worry, they don't move. They just stand on buildings. Oh, fuck. They might move. Perfect. So if I'm looking down in this hole, can I move here and look down into the hole? Perfect. They don't call me two beams for no reason as I double check if I have anything besides a hex that requires me to be within 30 feet. I don't. So, one beam at Gargoyle 5. 16. Does 12 hit? Yeah, let me just double check my. Sorry, I'm just double checking. Nice. Six damage. And that's my turn. I think it'll auto activate if I understand it correctly. Oh, okay. The 17 hits, but do these happen one at a time? Like, if I have a reaction, can I do it in between attacks? Okay, you can roll damage for the first attack. I'm not taking the second damage. I'm gonna use
What is the official name of this? Steps of the Fae. So I can cast Misty Step. Well, I guess it's Misty Escape is technically it. Cast Misty Step as a reaction in response to taking damage. This is going to be Dreadful Step. So creatures within 5 feet of the space that I left must succeed a Wisdom saving throw or take 2d10 damage, psychic damage. All fail. They're going to take 9 psychic. And Glint, in classic fashion, will backflip. So he'll take the damage, he'll backflip, Misty Step disappear, and then a burst of psychic energy will emanate from where he previously was. What's also interesting about this particular reaction is because it's 5e, they've already. Actually, I guess they have their movement for the whole turn. It would be more punishing in Pathfinder because they would have spent an action a stride. Actually, yeah. Misty Step's 30 feet. I just moved an extra 5.
Jesus. On this system. Like attitude wise, or He weeps for the gargoyles.
I don't I okay, so I have fly, but I don't want to just burn a spell slot or the feather to jump in the No, but it's going down that's the issue. Yeah, I'll stay up here with you. As Glint, let's see. I don't like the look of Gargoyle 3. I'm gonna cast Hex on Gargoyle 3. And Hex is already a third level spell, right? Oh no, it's first. Oh, right. Okay. I was like, why have I not been doing 3d6? It's because yeah, it's just the bonus time. Yeah, Hexed Gargoyle. Oh. Perfect. Hex Gargoyle 3 will be getting the work. I am blessed. Nicki Minaj would be proud. This is the first beam at Hex Gargoyle 3. Yeah, I guess I'll move beforehand. Do I have 30 feet of movement? Everything has 30 feet of movement? All right. Yeah. And Hex Gargoyle 3 will get beam 1. 20. Fifteen points of damage. Beam 2 shall be a 15. I can't tell. Perfect. 20 points of damage. That is actually crazy. That's full damage. That's my turn. Shooting finger guns is not easy, Josh. And do what? I'm already in kiting position because I kind of planned on getting swarmed in case you wanted to go down. So I don't mind if you hide. I also teleport 30 feet on demand when I take damage. And I could do that three more times today, so I would be very pleased if three more of them grouped around me and then I got to explode on their faces again and appear 30 feet away.
Oh, were you? That's why you said that there's a clusterfuck of names. Because I didn't see a clusterfuck of names. Okay. It hits. No, I'm just doesn't hit. That will hit. Oh. Was it 9 points? What was the first attack? Was it 6 or 16? 12? No, no, no. The first time that Glint got hit, I was so excited about teleporting away. It was either 6 or 16. Okay. Okay. Glint's going to teleport again. Glint's going to teleport. Yes. I believe the DC is 16. Yes. Oh. I shall roll the damage. 6. That is a good question. Let me check hex. I believe it does not apply. This is a must succeed a wisdom saving throw or take 2d10 psychic damage. And for hex, whenever you hit it with an attack roll, I don't think this is technically hitting it with an attack roll. I think 9.
Yeah, neither hit.
I would imagine it is. So, this light gray, how much movement is going to cost me to go up that? Okay. Hex Gargoyle 3. Get ready to meet your Omega. That is looking at 14. How about a 10? Did that miss two? Do I have anything fun? I don't think so. I think that's just my turn. I was also considering Fairy Fire, but I'm glad you did. I'm not. I'm shooting my computer. This is only either he doesn't attack anyone or he goes for Clint. It hits. Yeah, well, actually, I don't know. I got hit points. I only have so many of these left. Yeah, I think I we'll hang out. We'll hang out. I want three. Okay. Yeah, this does hit. It does not. You can remove the hex from Gargoyle 3. I lost concentration. Let's see. Do I take disadvantage on ranged for them being within 5 feet or no? Let me double check. Will do. I think Glint is going to. These probably have attacks of opportunity. Yeah. So Glint will disengage and then move. I guess I got 25. No, I'm just disengaging. Yeah. And then. Yeah, no. It's in my backs. He's very non-confrontation. He has other means. What do I have that's fun for a bonus action? Not anything really. So I think that's going to be it. I think I'm just going to move. Does not hit. Does not hit. Doesn't hit. Doesn't hit.
Yeah. Bloody.
Let's see. What shall Glint? Yes. I don't.
I don't have to take damage to use it. That is a extra feature. It's usually a bonus action, but if I take damage, I can use it as a reaction. How about
this? How about I use one, but we pull out a recipe not seen before? Glint is going to appear. Where's a good part? Glint is going to appear over here. But if Gargoyle, what is it? 1 and 2. It is 1 and 2. If Gargoyle 1 and 2 want to attack me, they must succeed a Wisdom saving throw. Oh, actually, I guess I just make the save now. They have to succeed a Wisdom saving throw. Or have disadvantage on creatures other than me until the start of my next turn. Well, have fun with it. I am going to taunt. Have fun with it, Mr. Barbarian. Gargoyle 1 and 2 have to make DC 16 wisdom saves or have disadvantage on him. He's dead. He dies. Okay, so Gargoyle 2 can attack as intended. Yes. And, yes. And the guy that has advantage, I will be attempting to hit him with 2 Eldritch Blasts. So that's a 27 and a 24. He gets punished. Oh, and the rolls suck ass. 12 total damage. The 6 and 6. That's fine. Gargoyle 3. Gargoyle 3 is kill. With the next attack roll, Gargoyle 3 is kill. Ooh. 9 points of force damage. You're welcome. The lob and drill. The lob and drill is well documented. I have a clip. Yeah, that's it. Bless up. Bless up. Not as bad.
Am I still blessed? So I forgot to add it last.
This isn't the only guy left.
And then and at 22.
Sixteen total.
You're getting good, old man.
It's like the inverse of the Arthur Fleck Joker, where it's just like, I began to realize life isn't a tragedy, it's a comedy. This one was, I began to realize life isn't a comedy, it's a tragedy. I feel like that was more than Lucifer Fox. Believe me, none of this rocks. Thank heavens. Yes, we are here on official business of the Foragers. Of course. Clint will turn to the group and go, Wait till shake his hand. What was the? Did we know the name of the wizard that we're looking for? Or the priest? Okay. Horrible. The name is War Horrible. He's a kind man. Glint. That defeat the purpose. Does anyone have a positive multiplier? Yeah, I'll roll it. Did I ever take? I'll burn a lucky point. 17 for Glint. Marbling. But why now? Yes. We'll see if they have any boons before we head to the Scar. You've never been? Well, you said I mean, it's nearly on the other side of the planet, so actually, any direction we head will be the correct direction. Yeah. Well, we only need to go in a straight line. Strong, you'd consider yourself a straight shooter. We'll just have him lead. Wait, what if the priest doesn't know that? And we're about to prove that it is by going all the way around. Seems reasonable. It's just, it's like, it's like this. Yeah. It definitely sounds like the intern of the new hire doesn't know how to properly scope things, and they start rebuilding like entire parts of the stack in order to like accomplish. They told me I had to get this done, so we're like, we just went to this car and resurrected the gods, so we could figure out what was going on with the blue stuff, and now it's permanently blue. So. Shall we rest and then? Are the Carwinians similar to Branch Davidians? Probably not. Josh is going to Google Branch Davidians? The French Davidians. I live for them. Guilty by. It's just like going to the head of NASA. Like, we've got some peppy young astronaut camp people that are ready to fly right into the sun, and
Irwin?
Sure. Probably take too long to get to this card, too.
Which, if you're already killing spiders and you like it, I mean.
Well, should we? Do we want to? Yeah. Did people even show up here? person. And hit points. We're big on big number. Yeah. Yeah. I like the world building. I also like the difficulty of traversal. It's like in campaign 2 when we first got the ship with the heart, it's like you can't just go anywhere for free now, like travel is difficult again. It also just discouraged, like, oh, well, we'll just travel 10 days and go there. And then it's just like, no. You got to pick and choose. You're going to be burning resources and risking. Yeah. It'll happen.
I'll probably work on this right now.
Like one. I remember. There's him. Same. I'm now realizing I'm going to bring mine. Adiós.